With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. College fans of K-Man's Daquana Howell as she delivered a standout sprint double at the FHSAA Region 2 meet, capturing the girls' 200-meter title in a new personal best of 23.83 seconds. She also impressed in the shorter dash, finishing fourth overall in the 100 meters with 11.95, a strong day on the track for the K-Man sprinter as she continues to build momentum this season. Meanwhile, Monteverde Academy has named Daquana Howell its Student Athlete of the Week for Girls Track and Field for the week ending May 3rd. Howell earns the honor after her standout performances on the track, continuing her strong 2026 season. The recognition is sponsored by the school's Booster Club. Cayman BRAC hosted one of its longest-running sporting traditions over the weekend, the 48th Annual George Anderson Memorial Swim Meet. Minister of District Administration and Home Affairs, Nicholas DeCosta, was on site and spoke about the significance of the event. Minister DeCosta says the meet remains a proud partnership between the Lions Clubs of Grand Cayman and Cayman BRAC and a fixture in BRAC sports for nearly five decades.
Today we're in Cayman BRAC hosting the 48th Annual George Anderson Memorial Swim Meet. It is a joint project between the Lions Club of Grand Cayman and the Lions Club of Cayman BRAC, which of course I'm a member of the Lions Club of Cayman BRAC. The swim meet has been going on here in Cayman BRAC for 48 years, longer than I've been alive, and it's exciting because we're 2 years away from our 50th anniversary of hosting this amazing community event that showcases all of our swimming talent here in Cayman BRAC.
The meet continues to draw strong participation from young swimmers across the island, and DeCosta says swimming isn't just a sport for the BRAC, it's part of the island's identity.
Well, swimming is very important to Cayman BRAC. You know, we're an island, we're surrounded by water, so whether you swim in the ocean or swim in the pool, swimming has always been a part of who we are, and we've seen some remarkable talent come out of Cayman BRAC and compete internationally as well as domestically in Grand Cayman.
The minister himself once competed in the meet, saying he signed up for every race growing up. He adds that this year's meet highlights not only the athletes, but the facilities now available on the BRAC.
It has been an excellent showcase of all of the swimming talent here in Cayman BRAC, and you know, it's amazing to see them continue to be strong, do good work, and it's exciting that we have the 25-meter pool here at the sports complex in Cayman BRAC.
Audio there courtesy of the Sister Islands News Agency. The George Anderson Memorial Swim Meet remains one of the BRAC's signature sporting events, and with its 50th anniversary approaching, organizers say the tradition is only getting stronger. And Cayman Basketball is calling the community to move with purpose later this month as preparations ramp up for the SEBA 5K Walk Run fundraiser, an event aimed at boosting fitness and helping send Cayman's youth teams to the AAU World Championships. SEBA President Colin Anglin says the fundraiser is about more than just getting active. It's about fueling the future of Cayman Basketball.
We need your support, everyone. We need your support. We're out here working and we have funds that we have to raise. And so we just want you to help us with that. You know, not only, of course, participating in the 5K, you're going to be, you know, releasing those endorphins. You're going to feel good. It's great for your health, great to build your fitness, your stamina, your agility, your concentration, all those wonderful health benefits. But it even goes beyond that because you're also helping us to raise funds for our youth teams, especially so that they can take part in these tournaments.
All proceeds from the event go directly toward youth development and international competition. Anglin says organizers are also adding a fun twist to keep families engaged after the race.
And so that's going to be taking place at the ARC. And when we actually finish there, we're going to actually play some fun games, some kind of basketball games, you know,
scrimmages.
Some light basketball games and stuff to make it a bit extra interesting. But please support. You can go to caymanbasketball.com/5K. And that has all the information right there. Pretty soon we'll be up on Cayman Active as well. But you can head there and actually register. You can sign up your teams, etc. It is May 24th, 6:30 a.m.
Registration is $25 and includes an event shirt. Kids games, raffle prizes, and giveaways follow the race, all part of a morning designed to bring the community together and help young athletes soar even higher. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.